want to discuss the idea of surim, the question of the halacha particularly, that we've asked in like Eliezer, like Rav, whether you need surim, that's really the question according to all the different sheets of Lingmar, according to Yeshua, according to Akiva, according to Eliezer, according to Rav, or Chanina. The Maisa and a whole bunch of related, interconnected questions, whether you need some level of surim during the Zayin Nikim, or just a question of Hatzadok and Stara. We know, of course, the sheets of the Shlah, and some Rishonim actually, Selahedya, that you need a count fear of the pet, that's a mitzvah, and Shalos, not making a bracha, even though certainly the minig is, certainly you don't make a bracha, and the minig is you don't even count the pet, doesn't necessarily mean there's no mitzvah of sphira. As we'll see, the many of the Acharonim who say that there is a din, some kind of din of being on sphira, part of the din Haksharas Nida, of Taras Nida, is being in sphira, they related it to the fact that it is a mitzvah. If you don't, you can know it's not a mitzvah, you can know it is a mitzvah, but it doesn't affect the Tara. Let's try to discuss what some of the shittas of the poskim are about the din of surin l'fanein. In terms of halacha l'maaseh, beyond the conceptual question of whether you need tefira, there are a few related questions. The first question is, how do you understand the din of Yom Shmini? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on both the Rosh and the Taras Habayis, that if you don't do any bedikah during the Zayin Nikim and you do a bedikah on Yom Shmini, it doesn't count. You have to start counting the Zayin Nikim from then, from Shmini. So the Acharonim asked two questions. They asked, first of all, why, if so, for not b'shein tchilasa means you can be machzik backwards, why can't you be machzik from the eighth day? Why can't we be machzik that she had Zayin Nikim right away? Even somehow, for some din, you can only count 7 days backwards. All right, so let the eighth day be l'chalapachas, let it be the seventh day count from day two to eight. Why can't that be good? So the post can discuss a din sphere over there. Post can discuss questions of if we know somehow from Shmaya Galia, if there was no dam, is she takatar, midaraisa, midrabanan? And then, of course, the question of Hesach Hadas, the question of the Mil Tzedakah, and all the other acronym who discuss if a woman was Mithiyas Das from Sphira during the Zayin Nikim, either she thought she was Tamei, she thought the husband wasn't going to be around for a while, for other reasons why she may have stopped counting, does that create a problem? And again, one of the main issues is whether you need Sphira. So, first, just discuss some of the riots the post can bring back and forth, whether there's any kind of din sphira. We know, so you were learning now in the middle, sort of the end of the siman in Kufta Divav, is the din of Chareshes. Shauta Chareshes. Halacha is, it's in the Furush Gemara Nida, that they are able to be Taharas Uvala. It says, Chareshes Pashauta Vasuma Vashinitra Fadaita, and Yeshlam Pekam Pesakim Zazmin Elchas, which you're talking about Truma, but it's the halacha is brought Labaila also, and that Tuma doesn't even need, Tuma can do it herself, but the other ones, it says that the Pichos are Misakimus. So the Acharonim ask, if there's a din that you need Sphira, how can a Chareshes do Sphira? They ask that on the Mil Tzedakah, and the ones who say that Hesach Hadas is the problem, so the Chareshes, the Shauta, they're always in the matzah of Hesach Hadas. How is that okay? So the answer they all give is that the Das of the Pikachas counts for the din sphira of the woman herself, the shoto or the chareshes herself. They sell to a gemara in Chulin. Gemara talks about whether tefillah needs das b'chlal. We pass in that tefillah nida does not need das. Gemara brings a memra that machlokah is nida shenen to v'tavla. Rav says tahara lebesa, tzur lechol betruma, biyakon amaf lebesa lotar. We pass in tahara lebesa that even nensa is fine. A mapping mara asks, and the Torah is not going to get us. The mapping mara asks, Heichi dami nidush nensa v'tavla. What does that mean? What's the case of nensa? Ilema da'ansa chaverta bat baluha bat bala. If someone else tossed her in, was tavil her against her will. So the mara says, kavana de chaverta, kavana ma'alyasi. So the kavana of the other woman, that counts as kavana. That's not nidush nensa. That's fine. That's a regular tefillah. So the mara says, and the Gemara says that would be enough to bring down Mishnah, Pikachas or Otchot Petruma. So that would be enough even for Truma. The Gemara says, Nachlam and Agashar. She fell off the bridge. That's the Machlokas, Nidush and Ensa. And even now, we Paskin is good enough for Baila. I think that's the basis of her Moshe's famous Tshuva about if the woman goes swimming. If she ever went to a Kashra Mikvah, you can call it Gavra. I'm not going to get into all the Pratim, but I'll call upon him. We Paskin, I'm pretty sure that Nidush and Nensa is not a problem, but the Bishlamo and others point out that even before he gets an Yiddish and Nensa, the Gemara says that if Chaberta was not Biller, that's not Nensa. That Kavanah Kavanah Mal Yisi. So the Akharanim says, so that's Tzara Mil Tzedaka, that even if she herself is Metiyah Das, if she has someone who's supervising her, then that's going to be the answer. That's why it's better than Hesach Hadas. Mil Tzedaka has another Chashash, another reason why if you're Metiyah Das, you are, then it's a problem.
Can I interject with just a point? Mm-hmm. There's just a basic distinction between the case where her friend pushed her in. It's her did to do the tefillah, she did the actual tefillah. Narvas is the halacha of kavanah, so her friend's kavanah could help that the maisa had kavanah, and it's called a maisa tefillah. But whereas if it's her din to be cipher, so then you don't see that the friend could do her. In other words, let's say her friend got pushed into the mikvah. Is that going to help her? No, because she needed to have the tefillah. So if the safra is referring to her in the pasuk, she has to be seferis, so then it doesn't help me that.
Why is Safra more than Tavil? It's her din to be Tavil, but if you've got her mitzvah with her kavanah.
Just mitzvah the kavanah. That there's just a prat which is missing. The mitzvah is there. It's mitzvah tefillah. Just in order to be machshav the mitzvah as a good mitzvah, someone needs to have kavanah. So for that, even her friend could have the kavanah. Masha Inkain Sfira is her din to be Sefer. If she didn't have any Sfira, then that's not
I'm thinking of some kind of Svara Levi Kain. No, I was thinking of the discussion in Hilchot Matzah, where there's Matzah needs Shmira, Matzah Makar for Lishma. So, that Bishamra Lishay Matzah, Lishay Mitzah, whatever it is. So, the Poskim Shtel Adek HaKlal, it has to be by the person himself, and if it's done by somebody else, it's a whole shaila. I'm al gaba. Mishnah also talks about al gaba in the sugya, but that's a whole shaila whether it works. So, some of my friend Gufa asked, what's the reason? Why can't someone else be shemir the matzah? I'm being shemir. So, what does the shmir have to do with the person who is making it? So, I think some place in the magdir that shmir somehow is a din in the person making it, but. But again, so the same idea, that if you have to be Shemer, it could be someone else, the Shemira is not going to be good, even though he physically is being Shemer. So I was wondering whether we could say a similar story here also, that the tefillah, somebody you have the Ma'aseh Moshenk and Shemira, someone else is doing it, then that's not a Ma'aseh Shemira. Well, I'm not sure. I was wondering if any of the Akharim said that. I didn't see that. Chalpan, and this seems to be the Hashkam of the Akharim, that at least if you hold like the Mil Tzedakah and you hold like the ones who say that is not good, and the way you explain Shout out to Farash by saying this that Shmira of the other one is good. Here you can clarify whether it's Mamish or two shtel to this Gemara or not. That's what they say though. The other problem Mil Tzedakah raises is the problem that the more balabatish problem of Hefzach Hadas, that maybe Shitaka saw, and since it was Mil Tzedakah Danish, since she wasn't holding by being suffer, she didn't think it was Nayin Nakim, she wouldn't have noticed it. A woman named was Nayin Nakim. We saw some suffer and other Akharanim have it sad. And the Ikra Din, your Yotzi V'chiyah Bedika, even just mentally. Even if you don't go so far, Mil Tzedakah says that besides the Bedikas, you also have to be able to report that you aren't Margish. So again, the Beis Shlomo feels that can be totally refuted, though, by Charesh, as he says. Shota. They're certainly not reporting whether they were unagunt. It also brings these rayas, this raya for Charesh. He doesn't go with the Mil Tzedakah Lagamri. He has his own, completely rejected. But the Beis Shlomo fails, but the second thing of the Beis Shlomo is of Mil Tzedakah is Lamitain Layamar, he says, because how can you possibly answer Shota? You can ask more. You can ask, a woman who's sleeping, okay, maybe you'll say the Gemara says that if she has them, the Hargosha will wake her up. So you'll tell me that if she's counting Zayin Nikiyim, the Hargosha would wake her up and she would immediately record it and she would know about it. But it would follow that. It would follow that if what if it's not a zeh? The poskim say women don't have hargashas, if it's not a zeh. And still, according to most poskim, the dam is tummy. So then, every woman she has to be kosher if she tore dam if she wasn't margish. According to the Mil Tzedakah, even past the bedikas, maybe you'll tell me that the women wear underwear today, and that somehow that's good enough for that chashash, or she takes a shower. Any of these cases, so. If you really take the Mil Tzedakah Chashash seriously, that any woman who can't say the Bados that she was thinking about being Nida and she can say there was no Hargasha, it seems a very difficult thing to say. Beis Shlomo says the Iker problem. Mil Tzedakah himself only brings this in a few lines in the middle of a long filpul, but Mishlam went on to say that either the ikra kashash or the miltadak is the first kashash that you need is in sphira, and that hesukah das is the problem of the dine bedik and the dine sphira, not that there is actually a kashash to a doubt. Pointed out, Forrest brings different achronim, and part of the shayla is whether, according to the miltadak, you need a new hafiktara. Chachmas Adin says you do. Chachmas Adin says you do need a new hafiktara. That could be interpreted at least to mean because it's actually kosher to a dam. Other person say you don't need a new hefsek tara. If you don't need a new hefsek tara, it sounds clear that the hezber is we're not kosher to a dam. If we're really kosher to a dam, it would be hard to hear and I can get away without a new hefsek tara. Many persons seem to be going primarily with the first reason. Again, that the reason is that there is some kind of lack of sphere. So the question of whether there is a din sphira, the Gemara talks about Tzurin Lefoneinu. The Gemara seems to say that according to Rav, the Gemara seems to say that's the machlokes between Rav and Rav Chanina, that according to Rav, that you need Tzilos and Otzofon, you don't need Tzurin Lefoneinu, Mashenk and Rav, or Akiva hold, you do need Tzurin Lefoneinu, that you need, that you do need Tzurin Lefoneinu, that the Brice doesn't need Tzurin Lefoneinu, but Rav, the Gemara seems to say that you don't need Tzurin Lefoneinu. Nevertheless, many Gedolei Achronim say that even Rav has some level of tefurin that he needs, whether the word is tefurin lefaneinu or some kind of level of sphere is not clear. The Rosh Harishon, the discussion starts with the sack of the Rosh and the Rosh Mentar Zabayas, that day 8 doesn't count. As we mentioned earlier, the Rosh doesn't say very much. The Rosh, just when he's misaking the halachas of what works and what doesn't work in terms of Bedik and Hefsek Tara, so the Rosh says, the Rosh is very, very, very mekutra. The Rosh says that you don't have a bedika until day 8. That's not Tzurin. Bedika b'yom zayin b'yinu. The Gemara never says lehev yud day 8 doesn't work. It's mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara says o tchilasa, no sofa. The Achronim will acknowledge that the Gemara is mashvinin either tchil or sof, mashenkin day 8, which is neither. And the Rosh adds a little bit of hedra. The Rosh talk about passing like that. The Shulchan Aruch and all the posts can pass like that. Except maybe the Tzurin Moshe. And then they say that if you don't have a bedika until Yom Shmini, lo mikri tzvurin, the bedika b'tav zayin b'inu. The problem is tzvurin, whatever that means, because you need a bedika b'tav zayin. The Achronim brings a Lavush, who says it elaborates a little bit further. The Lavush, when he explains his din, he says that if you bedik Yom Shmini, the problem is the halakha is ein la'el Yom Shmini, and you mashlim from Yom Shmini. Shazu lo kaima mitzvah tzvira. Shain Sira Alexa Badika Batos Nine Mass Fury. He says there's a mitzvah of Sira, and Sira needs Badika, and Badika has to be during the Mass Fury. This is the Shita of Rebbe Vegger also. Rebbe Vegger is in a completely different sugya. Rebbe Vegger we learned back in Siman Kuf Tzadi. The Shaila is being told. The halakha and Dinei Ksamim, that if two women see a cat and they don't know who it came from, normally both of them have to be Choshish. If it could have come from either one of them, both of them have to be machmer. You can't just arbitrarily pick one and say, you'll be the sacrifice. You'll be tameh, I'll be tar. If you don't have a reason to do that, you can't do that. However, if one of the women's already tameh, then you can say that you'll be the tameh one. And it's not, we're from the sugya that there are two possible svaras, that it's not just because biologically, matthias-wise, her makar is niftah, even in Tirum where you don't have that svara, there's a din, and you find it elsewhere in your day also, and kafiyot and stuff, kafiyot alef. There's enough telling called in the Kalas, and if someone anyway is Tomei, so you're not being most of Tomei to her, but Frat and Mishrabanan, then you're going to say that the Tomei, that you'll be the Tomei one, and I'll be the Kar one. So the Achronim have a Shaila, what do you do? Do you say this din of Tolin, Kalkalav, and Mikul Kalas? Do you say that you can be Tolin on an issue who's already Tomei? If that issue is Tomei, it's not a middle of her, not a middle of her period. She's not even a middle of her Zion Nikian. She already had Zion Nikian, but she didn't go to the Mikriya. Can you still be Tolin on such a woman? Some say yes, because she's Tomei, until she goes to the mikveh, it's her kara Tomei, she's Tomei, and Meili can be Tola on her. Mishlo Melech says there is a shita that you can be Tola, that's Pasha, there's a shita that you cannot be Tola on her, because even though she's technically still Tomei, Lamaisa, really the Toma is Nifka with the Zayin Nikiyim, really it's over once she made after Tara and Zayin Nikiyim. The new din, the guard of the mikvah, part of Chadash is Baal Lakan. That was Mishlo Melech. So, Mela, you cannot be Tola on such a woman. The Kvager talks about a case where instead of being, so the classic case of Mishlo Melech is a case where you had a woman who canceled Dayan Nikim, and for whatever reason she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she's on her way, you know, she's in the car on the way to the mikveh, and so you can tell on such but that you cannot be tell on such a woman. The Kedegan wants to know, what about being tell on a pnuya, a regular pnuya, b'zmanazeh, who sees them occasionally, but she ignores it because it's not going to get anything, like our pnuyas, who are always tame, but are not necessarily in the middle of their period. Is that like the Mishnah Melech or not? Would the Mishnah Melech say, if it's taka not during her period, if you make a cheshbon, it's taka more than 7 days since she last saw, since she might not have the ikar tumat nida, she might just be mechusher tefila, then you cannot be tell on her? Or do you say, no, that she's like a regular nida or zava? Gregor says, she is a regular zava. Even if she's a Mishnah Melech, she's a regular zava. Why? Gregor says, because you don't have Zayin Nikim. And Gregor says, even if a poel, she didn't see dam for Zayin Nikim, even if it is true that it's now 2 weeks after her period, and the poel from Shmaya Galia, Gregor says, that she didn't see dam for those for that week, it doesn't matter. She doesn't become Mechutzer Tefila, she doesn't become Ois Nida Mechutzer Tefila. Gregor says, she is a bona fide zava l'choldi neha. And he's Masber, I'll be the same you said. He says, Captain says, many Rishonim say that you need Surim, Obetzchila, Obetzof, or either both of them, or L'chalapach, Tzchila, Obetzchentzof, and Obetzchentzilachan. So even in the Rishonim that are most makel, even the ones who go like Rav, that all you need is Tzchila, Obetzof, Rekreger still says it's a Dim Sfira, and Rekreger says the key line is, below Sfira, Klal, Afim Kamishmaya, Galia, the Lora, Tadam, Kolzayin, even if it's true that she didn't see, Lomani, below Sfira. Makar for this is both the Rashba and the Rosh. The ones who say that B'dikas Yom Ches doesn't work, why not? B'dikas Yom Ches is Nach Siktara. The same way B'dikas Yom Zayin is Nach Siktara 6 days before. So there's no rule you can Nach Sik 6 days and not 7 days. What's wrong with the B'dika of Yom Ches? If you want to know that she's Tar, you know just as much as she's Tar from B'dikas Yom Ches and B'dikas Yom Zayin. So what is Pshat in this din that B'dikas Yom Ches doesn't work? The Rick Rager says that the din is that you need surim, and that's to bring to Lavush. He says that's the Hezber. The Hezber is the din Sfira. The Mailer Rikmeger says, Kneer Shalanu, they're not planning being tovel, but it's Ein Lech Hasset Hadass, God only that. They never heard of Tefillah, they don't know anything about Tefillah, they didn't go to Kala classes yet, they're not being sofer. They're considered Zavas, L'chol Dineim, and Avada, you can be tovel on them. So, Rikmeger, in a very different circuit, uses this Svara Lakula. You know, the Rikmeger's Chiddush is that it's not just the Chumra that you need Sfira. When it comes down, it can be a kula too. Without Sfira, when it comes to being Tala, then we come to being Tala, we say you're a Zav or Gemura, and you can be Tala. This lashon of what happens if you know Klavishmaya Galia, she's Tar, what's the din? It's interesting. This lashon appears in Mukia. He's discussing the same basic kind of Shaila as the Miltzadaka and the Sidri Tara are. What's the halacha of a woman who's Mitzvah Das? And he strongly notes that it is not a problem. There is no Dini Mitzurin. And he talks says Lahedia, the same lashon, the opposite lashon of Gregor. He says, if you know the woman Chavish Maya Galia stars, then of course she's star. He says, that's his mahalach, that if you know the woman Chavish Maya Galia star, there's nothing left to worry about. The Zikas are only to Nachsik Tara, and once you know she's star, that is all. Dika Shmini, Itaka doesn't understand. Itaka blab Shveri, blab Starachina, this din, Kashli Tuba, this din of the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, this din that all the Rashba, that all the Pesach can bring, the Rik Mega brings, the Mel Tzedakah, that all that Karan bring a Raya from this din Ches, as a Raya, some kind of din Sphere, it's not enough to know that you're Muxik Batara, he doesn't understand. And he brings the Halchacha, which the truth is, it seems like he didn't see the Mel Tzedakah or the Sidri Tara, but he brings the Halchacha to against the Rosh Halchacha to his Shita that you don't need anything more than Kavish Maya Galia that you're Tar. He brings a powerful question that all the Akharim struggle with. Will be the Shita that you do need Sphira. He brings a question that the Akharim will have to be Madchik to answer. The question is from the Gemara about Tela. The Gemara brings Rav Shita that you need Tchila Osofan. On Rav, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara brings the Din of Tela. It says that in the case of Tela, the Shmuel Tama B'imam Alamash Shalina Law. She doesn't go to the mikveh during the day because for Zava, we can't do anything for her. There's no point in going to the mikveh, even if Philip is not on this. So for that first week, she hasn't counted any Nikiyim yet. There's no point in going to the mikveh. So the Mara asks, Esau Kedaita, Lobin and Surin, Lefanenu, according to Rav, that Tchilasa itself and itself and Tchilasa and Lobin and Surin is enough, the Mara Naminus will in it because maybe today is the end of her Zayin Nikiyim. So all that Karma Matmiya, including Dani Gantip, are going back to Multidak already. What kind of a Gemara? We're telling you that Yom Shmini is not good, even according to Rav, that even according to Rav, it's not enough to be Mukhti Batari. Even according to Rav, it's a big Makil and says Chilasa Osofan, but you need Chilasa and Osofan. And they say that means you have to, more than just a Dina Chilasa and Osofan, they say that means that you have to have Zayin Nikim and you can't be Mithiyat Das. So then and you have to have Sira for the 7 days. So they say, how does this work? They say, how does this work? And what's the Marta happening? What's the Marta cash on Rav? You should be able to go to the mikvah of the Yamama. It's certainly Lagar from these other cases where she was Mithiyat Das and she stopped counting and everything. She certainly wasn't counting before she came to Beis Din. So Mechatesi, later the Mar makes a Kimtas and the other Brides, and maybe she was posting, he doesn't remember. At this point, Kipshuto, certainly it's easy to make a Kimtas that she didn't do anything before she came to Beis Din. So how can the Mar take this Kipshitas that she should be able to be told, that she should be told it'll be a Mama? What's the cash on Rav? So the truth is, Miltzadaka points out that the Marsha really asked a similar question, and the Tosafot Rashi really asked a similar question. They're not asking from the din of Surin, they're not asking from Surin and Nikian, they're asking an even simpler question. Tosafot says, and all the posts can agree, that in order to, that Azava needs Heftik Tara before the Zayin Nikian, Azava needs Heftik Tara, so what's the Gemara's Kashan Rav Bechlal? Forget Rav Din. Good. So Rav Din is satisfied. Rav Din, Lobin and Surin, Lobin and Surin. What happened to Heftik Tara? It doesn't say anything about Heftik Tara. This woman, Kipshuta, didn't make a Heftik Tara. So what's the Gemara's Kasha that she should be able to go be a mama? Where's the Heftik Tara? So the Marsha says, and this is similar to one Mahalach in the Tosa Rush, the Marsha says that the Gemara understood that even though there is a requirement of Heftik Tara, it's a Chumrah, it's a Midrabanan, it's a Chachila, you don't have to do it. If you want to be Tara, Chazal may not make the right to Drabanan, the Tosa Rush says Drabanan, Tosafot Rashi says it's a din drabanan that you need heftik tara. Chumra ba'almahim a drabanan, but that wouldn't be enough of a reason to skip tefillah b'zmanah. That to be mutter l'bayal yitaka have to have heftik tara. I'm going to write the yitar. The male of the Gemara said you should go to the you should have to go to the mikvah. That's why the Gemara has a kasha even though there was no heftik tara. So the Chazanish says that the same answer is really an answer, Lufi, the same thing is really an answer. Miltzadaka proposes too, really the same thing is the answer for the din of Surin. Rav says, you need Tzilas, Abishayin, Tzav, and Tzav, and Abishayin, Tzilas. So the Gemara says, to go to the mikvah, to be a mama, in the case of Torah, Dachranim asked, and Agantim, and all Dachranim asked, what happened to the din of Surin? She was Mithiyat Das, she didn't count Zayin Nikim yet. So answer is the Chazanish, the same answer as the Rush. This din, the Yitaka have to count Surin, is not a din d'oraisa, even though we saw the Beit Yosef, sometimes we use the Lashon and Suffolk as Rekaris, we got some of these requirements of Bedikas. Maybe the B'dikas themselves are d'oraisa, but this din, that you need a din tzurin, that you can't even see that, this din is taka only a din drabanan. And legabe, the din, if you look at a mitzvah, it wouldn't be nagel. Legabe, the halach l'maisa, and hilchos nida, avad, you have to have it, avad, you have to have tzurin, and we're machmer on it. But legabe the din of tefillah on a mitzvah, we wouldn't hold back tefillah on a mitzvah because of this chomer midrabanan. The Rush is not talking about this. The Rush doesn't go this far. The Rush is just talking about the din of hefsek tara. Chazanish speaks out that he's talking to say that according to the Tosa Rush that the Gemara is asked, the Gemara had hanachas that certain of the din are only drabanan, not just the din of hefsek tara with drabanan, but even the din of spurin is drabanan and sam negev tefillah mitzvah. That would be one mahalas. Marsha also says the same thing, Pakasa Yoser, Legabe the Heftik Tara. He's also not getting into the Din Surin, but Legabe the Din of Heftik Tara. It's not Legabe because it's Drabanan. Miltzadaka doesn't like this because he says, who told the Gemara to ask Mikach Kushu? Who told the Gemara that? The Gemara is asking a Kash on Rav based on a Hanacha that Din is only Drabanan, not Daraisa. Not much of a question. Miltzadaka himself is a different Mahalach in the Sugya. Miltzadaka wants to say that very tricky Mahalach, if you go through his whole thing carefully in the whole Shemitah of the Gemara, but he basically wants to say that Kintina Nachinami, in the Havaming of the Gemara, according to Rav, there was Taka Nodin Surin. At this stage in the Gemara, Rav held with Nodin Surin at all, and Hasakadat wouldn't be a problem. None of these things would be problems. It's only the Maskana of the Gemara. At some point in the Shach Mataria, the Gemara was Chazer, and the Gemara came out, based on the second Brisa, based on other Cheshbonos in the Sugya, he had two different Trachim, the Gemara came out later at some point that there is a din of Surin. So Maskana of the Taka in the Surin, that could be Mikra Din, even the Rice. And Maskana Taka, it wouldn't make sense to do a Tfilas Mitzvah. It wouldn't make sense to do a Tfilas Mitzvah because you're missing Surin. But in the first Gemara, the Asa Rav was Taka only asking on a Havamin of Rav. But the Maskana is that you that you don't need, that you do need tefurin, and that would be a problem for a field of not, and that would talk about a problem. If you don't have an answer in Kolshkin, it would be a problem in Yisrael Labayla. But a Yantif, not control the Kaj, but a Yantif says, this Gemara, the Ath on Toek, on Rav, that according to Rav, you should be able to do a field of not a mitzvah, and you walk into Basin having no history at all, there's a Klaraya, there's no din tefurin. He's no to say, there's no din tefurin. As long as we have reason to believe that you had Zayin Nikim, as long as Tavash Maya Galia, or Machzik Yubatara, that is all that you need. And Hafsik, right. That you do need a Hafsik. How he answers the Kasha, the Marshal's Kasha, I guess you have to see how we answer that. But yeah, as long as you have a Hafsik and a Chesed Tara, that would be enough. The Tosa Rosh brings a second Tarot, which I don't fully understand. He says, Afilu Boi Hafsakam and Atara, even if you're going to tell me it's not a Chomer Madrabar, that the Din of Hafsik Tara is Daraisa, he says, still, Tavelas, Kushema Hafsika Velava Daita, maybe Taka, she had a Hafsik Tara, and she doesn't remember it. Even Bezi Yom Shefikim Elas Hafsik Kasa. Because the Hafsik, and she doesn't remember, it was a week ago, but she could have had a Hafsik at some point in the past. Avil Ein Lachush Velomar Shema Bodkis. Maybe say the same thing for Bedika. What's the Mars Kasha and Rav? So then the Tazer Rosh asked, basically an obvious problem with this, which the Akronim asked, if you're going to tell me that she should go feel as not a mitzvah because maybe she had a half and didn't remember it, then ask the Guli Alma, forget Rav, ask everyone, ask Rabbi Yeshua, ask Rav Chanina. Why shouldn't she go to the mikvah? What are you worried about? She missed her B'dikas, Vav, Aleph, and Zion? Well, maybe she did it in Lava Daita. Once you've been choshish that she had all kinds of history here that we don't know about, maybe you've been choshish for all that, and feel as not a mitzvah, say the same thing with Guli Alma. So the Rosh says, that's only true for Hefsek Tara, which is Be'ezi Yom Shesikim El Tafsek Kasa. So it could have been a while ago. She doesn't remember. She doesn't know anything about it. Ein Lachish V'lomar Hashem Abad Tov Yom Rishon Shel Sira Mikis V'lasim V'tzalfa that you're not Koshish for Shabbos Shaita. I don't know how to read the words. Even Shabbos Shaita, Shabbos Shaita, Shabbos Kof Neinu Yom Shvi Shel Yom Zeh. I don't fully understand what he's saying, but he's saying somehow when it comes to the B'dikas of Aleph and Zion, that if she's not reporting them, she didn't have them, so according to the other sheets, this is fine, it's only a cash on Rav. Hefsek Tara, even according to Rav, you could say that she just doesn't have a record of it. Rav Chazanish Taka says, according to this Mahalach in the Rush, he's not moderate too well, he just says that the Gabi, the requirement of Hefsek Tara, Hashina, the only Hefsika, says, well, Fideh, you could say the Midaraisa, you need Skalasana, so in the first Mahalach in the Rush, that these are all, that Hefsek Tara is a Chomer Drabanan. He suggests the Rosh means that who had din, the din of Surin, the din of Bedika Tav Zion is a din of is a din Drabanan. But if you're the second chapter, the Rosh is anachas to this idea of Drabanan. Everything you need, I guess, is if you need it at all, it's Daraisa. He says everything is Daraisa, just have to keep what you have. And then Aleph and Zion is Taka din Daraisa. So Chazanish Taka is Mesopic, whether wants to learn it's totally maybe on the two terrifim of the Rosh, whether the din of Surin is a din of Dindaraisa or Dindarabad. Now, the Chazanish's position itself with regard to whether you need Tfurin or not, or what you need, is actually very tricky. Mitzanach said he doesn't like the Mil Tzedakah. He doesn't like the idea that if you have Hesach Hadas, that's any kind of Chetard and Tfurin. He says, neither Svar does he find persuasive. He says, the Vart of Ein Kan Sfira, which is Tidre Tara, comes out from Afghana, is Befrat, we'll see that we go like the Smag, we're Choshish Rav Chanina, that you need Aleph and Zion. If you that sheet for sure, it's a din tefurin. The Sidra Tara says that Melamul Tzedakah is right. So if you that sheet that will machmer on very stark, you need Aleph and Zion, and there will be a din of Hesach Hadas. So the Chazanish says that it's true that you need Zion Nikim, you need that have to be tefurin. It doesn't mean they have to be with Hesach Hadas. B'shaito they have to be there. It's enough to go Mafreya and say. It's enough to go on a friend and say that they were there. Well, my says it's nice that you need Bedikah B'tchil of itself. He says, if the Sidra Tara is right, and you have the Kasha from Shota and Chareshes, and you have to answer the Svara that they have to be Mechavin every day that it's a Sphira, if they're not Mechavin, ain't kind of Sphira. What's wrong with that? Because Mishnah says, well, Mashmah, it's not Mashmah, the Postman like that. So he thinks the Sidra Tara is wrong, but you have to be Pail, be Mechashiv, the Sphira during the Zion Nikim. You don't have to be Pail, Mechashiv, Sphira. It doesn't matter what you're thinking. Thinking is not Malo and Murd. What you do have to have though is Bedikas Aleph and Zion, or according to Rav, Bedikas Aleph or Zion. You do have to have that, but you don't have to have an actual Sfira, Bekavana, all Zion. Earlier, though, the Chazon Ish had an interesting machlokes between him and the Sidrei Tara.
You think you have to have, I was going to say, what exactly the Chazon Ish is being mostly focused on the Pashat Pshat of Rav.
Well, he's going even in the Chanina, we're not going like Chanina. You need Aleph and Zion, and it is some kind of Din Surin, he's saying. But it's not a Din Surin that means, like Multadaka says, that you have to be the Poel and the Chashiv every day. It's just a din that it's not enough to know, apparently, to Lishmaya Galia, that by your Torah, it's a din that you have to have Bedikas. It's a din Sfira, and Sfira is Mechayev Bedikas. Sfira is not Mechayev a full 7 days of Sfira B'Peh or Sfira B'Lev. Sfira is Mechayev that you know Torah Al Yedei Bedikas, and the Bedikas have restrictions. They have to be during the Zion, as we're about to discuss, but it doesn't mean that you have to be B'Peh Mechashiv Sfira every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
Just discuss with another half of the Chazon Ish, just to flesh out his sheet a little bit more. Very interesting machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Sidrei Tara. But the Tiferes Moshe, as we mentioned earlier, as we've discussed, Tiferes Moshe has a unique opinion. He says that he thinks that Yom Ches should be fine. Yom Ches is fine. As you mentioned, Yom Ches thinks it should be fine too. He doesn't understand the Shita of the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch and all the posts and say it's not fine. But Kregor and others on Masber because it's not enough to have Kobesh Maya Galia. The Sidrei Tara, the middle of the Tiferes Moshe, though, says even if he needs Zayin Nikiyim, But Sofan Blot Chilasin is fine, as far as Moshe says. And so let the 8 be the Sofan of the 7 before it, 2 through 8. Even if you can tell me that it has to be during Zayin Nikim, so let that be the Zayin Nikim. So the Sidrei Tara agrees in part with the Sfaras Moshe. He says, in principle, he's right. In principle, he says, if a woman makes the Hefzik Tara, says, I don't want to start doing Zayin Nikim tomorrow, I'm busy, I don't have time for Bedikas, you know, I'm going to be on traveling all day, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to start counting my Hefzik Tara I already made today. On Sunday night, I want to start counting my Zayin Nikiyim from Tuesday. That is fine. No problem. Shteinish anywhere, we discussed this, Shteinish anywhere that the Zayin Nikiyim has to start from the Hefzik Tara. He points out, Poskim points out that Yom Shmini counts and you start counting from then. It's 8 days from the Hefzik Tara. So Mikra Din, there is no halacha that the Zayin Nikiyim has to start from the Hefzik Tara. Rabbi Forrest brings the whole set of Akronim, who do say, Bethlehem Yehuda, and Aruch HaShulchan, and others who do say, Alit L'Chatchila, that you should do the Zayin Nikiyim from the Hefzik Tara. Sounds like a lot of that is chumras and chashashas. I saw in the Bethlehem Yehuda, he's worried the woman will make mistakes, and the woman, they won't do it properly, and then other chashashas, he says. But Mikra Din, they're all noted that the Yesod, and Lamed, there's nothing wrong with making a Zayin Nikiyim later. So the Mail of the Sidrei Tara says, the Tiferes Moshe would be right that you can use day 8 as the sofon of the 7 if you decided up front not to count from day 1 to start counting from day 2. Then the Tiferes Moshe is right. However, he says if you started counting from day 1 and didn't do any bedikas all 7, you have the presence of mind to start counting your Zayin Nikiyim. You didn't actually do much of a counting because you didn't do a single bedikah until Yom 8. But that, then you're messed up. Then you're kaveh the Zayin Nikiyim right away, not because that's the karav, because that's how you were kaveh them. And if the bedikah didn't go till day ches, that is a problem. The Chazon Ish finds it's not mustaber. The Chazon Ish says that no. Chazon Ish says nira, if you made up Rosh's tara and you taka didn't intend to count right away. You didn't intend to count till the day after, and lemaisa, not only did you decide not to count till you made a Hefzik Tara on Sunday, you decided not to count till Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, for some reason, you didn't make any bedikas until the Yom Shvi. So that's the case. The Sidrei Tara agrees with Tiferes Moshe. That's fine. As long as that was your plan, Metzila. Sidrei Tara says, nope, that's not, the Chazon Ish says, nope, that's not fine. Zehu Dina Lebor B'Shulchan Aruch Lo Bat Ka'at Ches, that it does not work. It doesn't matter what your das was. He says the force brings it also is that he brings it to the Tara. He says Chazon Ish invalid that kol v'dikas yom shmini. So again, not clear what exactly the Chazon Ish holds. He's obviously agreeing that the Zayin Nikiyim don't have to be connected to the Hefzik Tara because the shmini can start and you can be mashlim. And he's agreeing with her, if you count it 7 days from day 2 to 8, that's the kol shmini. You can count 7 days from day 8. You can certainly count 7 days from day 2 with bedikas every day. That's also fine. But somehow he holds, I guess, one step further than the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara says when you have in mind to start counting the Zayin Nikiyim from day 1, he seems to learn the Zayin Nikiyim automatically starts from day 1. And therefore, I'm still not sure why yes, the truth rate is good because you have tchilasa. But he seems to learn that Zayin Nikiyim always starts from the day after the Hefzik Tahara, even though you could make with normal bedikas, seven bedikas later, but you can't use the bedikas Yom Shmini. You can't use bedikas Yom Shmini. That's called the bedikas didn't happen during the Zayin Nikiyim. So he's agreeing that there's some kind of din sphere, there's some kind of din, chazal or kaveya, more than just being machzik b'tahara. You have to have a din sphere, and you have to have and how the bedikas have to be, one or two during the Zayin Nikiyim, all that, but he doesn't accept the whole notion of Hesach Hadas is not Ma'alo Merit, that he holds in the Mechayev of Sphere, is not Mechayev that anyone have any conscious counting 7 days. You have to have Hazakas Tara, and you have to have certain Tanai bedikas. The bedikas have to be done during the Zayin Nikiyim, but nothing beyond that. We mentioned the Beis Shlomo, whose shita is, he's also goes with the shitas that say, with the Mil Tzedakah, that Hesach Hadas is a problem, but Al Tzefer reason, Al Tzefer, he's not choshesh for this other chashash, that he saw anything, but he is taka choshesh, that the Din of Tzefer is mechayev, that you're not in the TSS, that you count all the days, that you're counting for the Zayin Nikiyim.